reason.
They're cliches.
They're accurate.
Generalisations like
team. I'll use that one. What was it? Cliches are cliches for a reason. It's good to see you guys. No.
It must be a much nicer week to roll in this week than I suppose the end of last week.
Yeah, when you look at you join the presser on the Monday, and you pre-game, you're looking forward to having a win for that one when you come and see you guys. But much better feeling amongst the group because we got a result. But we got the result doing what we want to do, playing the footy we want to play. We did a fair bit of stuff during the week just on tweaking some smaller areas and we got responses, which was great. So the group are feeling good. We get some confidence back. And, you know, you look forward to now going to an even bigger challenge over in Perth against a team that's in form.
Do you think that win was more of a confidence boost than it might have otherwise been given the week that you had last week?
Yeah, it was a tough week. So it was a big challenge for our boys. And not only a big challenge for the week we'd had, but we were coming up against North Melbourne, who, if you watched them the last few weeks, they've been playing some really good footy, some really strong footy. So we were able to nullify what they'd been doing, but also get our own game going. So it's, you know, overall, it was a really good result for us, not only getting 4 points, but some of the things that we got done in game.
Is Paddy pretty close? Do you expect to take him over to put?
Yeah, well, Kenny got a text from Paddy, might have been on the Friday, just after one of his sessions, basically a picture of some yellow boots saying, lucky I had these on, otherwise you wouldn't have seen me out there. So he's feeling really good, he's moving well. That doesn't mean much. He's got a week now that he needs to get right, but we'd love to get him back in. You know, it's an area that I thought Charlie on the weekend was really strong in the ruck for us, gave us a great contest against a really high quality ruckman. So by no means are we not getting that area done, but Paddy's obviously next level when it comes to ruck, and it gives us an opportunity to then put Charlie where we know he plays his best footy.
And Paddy's one of those guys that can come just straight in, 5 weeks off, but he can just hit the ground running, you think?
Well, that's one of the things we'll talk about this week. And he'll have a lot of input in that. He's an experienced player. You know, he's missed a lot of footy and come back from a lot of setbacks. So we'll trust him where he feels he's at. But from a selection point of view, if he feels like he's right to go and the doctors give him the all clear, then he'd play.
I suppose if there's a week to get him back, it's this week when you're going up against Nick Natanui, like, you know, two really athletic ruckmen going head to head. It's, you know, it's a matchup that all fans want to see.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be a really good matchup, and Nick Nat's in some good form as well. And obviously, you know, he's slowly coming back from time out of the game. So it's a good challenge straight up. If Paddy does, you know, get it right and get this week right, it'll be a great matchup.
Given the type of injury that it was, you touched on it before, but is it the sort of thing that only Paddy can say, "I feel right," or can the doctor say, "You are right now"?
I think that, and I don't want to speak for the doctors. But I think I'll go back to his experience, how long he's been in the game. He knows his body. The doctors will take a fair bit out of how he's feeling. Whether he feels he's right and he's confident in the head that he's ready to go, they'll take some of that. Obviously, he's got to pass a number of criteria to show that he's right to play at a game level, because there's a high speed factor involved, there's contact involved. So they'll definitely be involved in the decision.
What about Chad? Is he going to be a few weeks,
do you think? Yeah, we're not 100% sure with Chaddy, because he's a pretty good recovery. He's got good recovery, Chaddy, when it comes to those things. So I'd say he'd be maybe one or two. Then you've got to factor in some of the travel that we've got coming up. You know, we go to Perth, we come back for a showdown, and then we head to China. So with some of the soft tissue injuries, we've got to be really mindful of how long you're sitting on a plane for, what sort of travel you've got. So there'll be something we'll look at as well.
It is disappointing, but Chad's had sort of a bit of history of this lately. Is that just bad luck?
There's always a bit of luck involved, but, you know, this with contact injuries, there's luck. With some of the soft tissue, there's a little bit more to some of that, and that's, you know, what sort of pre-season you've got under your belt, you know, how you're training during the week, you're consistent in what you're doing. Look, I thought he had an outstanding game up to that point. And he was obviously putting some high speed on the board, because looking back at the numbers, he was moving in game. So he was up and about. It's disappointing for him because, you know, he'd be the first to admit, probably the weeks prior to that, he hadn't quite had the form he wanted. So he was able to find some form, and then unfortunately for him, his body let him down at that moment. He would have liked to have kept that form and gone into this week, you know, coming off a really strong game.
Sounds like a really negative question, but I don't mean that way. Does it put a spotlight on the way that he trains? Does he have to change things in the future so that it doesn't?
Oh, no, I don't think you can say that, because, I mean, injuries are injuries. We've some of our best trainers do hamstrings. And I'm not saying that Chaddy's a poor trainer by any means. Chaddy's a good trainer. There are guys that are elite that have done hamstrings. You know, they do everything right to the letter. So it's just one of those things. There is some luck involved in some of the injuries you get.
Pinard, Rockcliffe, Pau Papa, all in the mix this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting week from selection. How do we look at that as a coaching group or as a team? Because our leaders will be involved in some of that as well. If, you know, you're winning games of football, you're winning it as 22 players. Even though some stand out more than others, you know, on the weekend, Westhoff has a strong game. Tommy Jonas was outstanding. There are guys that are playing roles that are really important for guys like Tommy Jonas to do what he does. So we've got to have a look at that. The guys coming back in aren't young, inexperienced players. They're super experienced players. I mean, Pau Pepper's young, but he adds a tough dynamic. So we've just got to make some decisions on that, of what does the balance of our team look like, and do we want to bring those guys back in, or do we want to stick with what's, I guess, got us a win on the weekend.
How is Pau Pepper going? Is he just keen to now put everything that's happened behind him and just play footy?
Yeah, really keen. I mean, he played Wednesday in the Maggies, and he was a lot better for the run, so it was good to get out there for him and get a kick, run around. So we're glad we played him on Wednesday. He was able to get a game in, just to get him back into that football mode, and he's just really keen now to play footy.
It's a really difficult one, but how's Tom Marshall going?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously he's doing it tough. It's a tough time for him and his family. We're doing everything we possibly can to be there for him. The players are obviously feeling for him, and it makes you reflect on life. And you think you've got it tough at times, and then things like this come along, you realise, look, you know, an injury is not that bad. But for Toddy, it's really tough. We don't have a time on when he'll be right to come back, and we won't put that on him at all. We'll allow him to do what he needs to do from this point, and obviously the club will be there for him, supporting him as much as we can.
Is there a chance he may just want to play this week just to deal with the process? Well,
there may be, yeah. We're not sure at this point. We'll stay in contact with him, and we'll always keep that open for him. If he wants to play football, and that's something that, you know, will make him feel good, and he wants to get back out on the field, we'll make sure he does that.
Is he still over
at Dean? He is, yeah.
And Darcy Byrne-Jones plays his 50th game, I think, this Saturday. I think he might play 50 in a row as well. I think he's been in the side since his debut. He's remarkably consistent for a young fella.
Yeah, he is. Well, that's Darcy. He's super consistent in the way he plays his footy too. And let's hope he does another 50 in a row as well. So, good milestone. It's one that he'll look back on, he'll be really happy with at the moment. And 50 games under any player's belt makes him a better footballer. But I'm sure he'll play a lot more than 50. And, you know, this might be one he just sort of slips to the side when he gets to 100. But he's playing some really good footy in an important role for us at the moment. So hopefully the boys can get a win for him in it.
He was a guy, I think he spent a year or two sort of in the reserves when he got here before getting his chance. But he's obviously grabbed it. And is it just consistency, or what's been the bit of his game that's really stood out to you tonight?
I think players that long-term become stronger footballers spend a lot of time when they first get to clubs. It might be a year or two developing. They don't get thrown in too early. So they've almost got to earn that respect and earn that spot. They get hungrier, and we call Darcy Hank because he's got sort of a split personality. He can get quite angry at times. And I think that time that he had to earn his spot, I think, made him the footballer he is. He doesn't like getting beaten, and that's a really good trait to have, especially as a defender. So I think it's made his game stronger, that the couple of years he spent playing reserves footy and learning the game, and maybe that's now why he is what he is playing. If it's 50 in a row, I didn't realise that was a stat, but you know, hopefully for him he plays another 50 in a row, and it might be because of his character.
Matty, what makes West Coast so good? They're 5-1. Not many people predict them to be right at the top of the tree, but they've started the season really, really well. What have you gleaned from the way they've played so far?
Well, they've got some real talent in their side. That's not why they're top side at the moment. They've just got a really good team system about the way they play football, and that's shown up by the way they defend behind the ball. They've had that for a number of years now, and teams try to pick it apart. You know, the Eagles, Webb and McGovern sitting behind the ball, he manages to position himself where he does, and that's not coincidence. It's not one guy doing that. It's a team defence that they have. So it's hard to break through. There's method that you need to get right to be able to do it. But I think they've got a real system about what they do. They're all on the same page, and when they get going, they're hard to stop. They're the sort of team that then almost counter off that. They've done it to us. We couldn't research a team any more than we have West Coast. Mm-hmm. When you lose games like we have to them in the last couple of years, you know, by small margins where you dominate a lot of the statistics, you find yourself really getting deep into how we're going to knock this side off. So we feel we know them really well. We just have to perform then on the game day. We can go in knowing what we need to do. It's a matter of being able to do it.
And what about the stadium? Yeah, I've never played there before, and I know they've only played there. Does that present challenges? How do you prepare for that?
Well, we're looking forward to that. You know, we really like the dimensions of the ground. Obviously, we've got no idea stadium-wise. It's the atmosphere is going to be electric. We saw that on the weekend. We may not get quite that big a crowd as they do for their derby, but from a dimensions point of view and ground, we're talking almost MCG size. Well, we really like that. We like to sort of spread the field and get going. So our players will be looking forward to that. And playing in a new venue, it's amazing how many teams talk about how they get up for Adelaide games when they come to Adelaide Oval, because the atmosphere is what it is. You know, it even gives them a lift. Hopefully our guys can have a little bit of that. You know, new ground, great atmosphere, and a big challenge for us.
Just Bobby, you don't get to train
there? No, not really. We'll get a walk around, so we'll get to go and have a look at it. You know, we have 20-odd minutes pre-game. The boys can have a kick around. It'd be nice to be able to train on there, and there's an advantage for the home team, no doubt, with that. I'm not sure it's a win or lose the game. I think there'll be other areas that we won't get right before we, you know, what are the dynamics of the stadium?
Well, I was going to say, with the dimensions, you mentioned that. Is it conversely good not to be playing at the ridiculously long Subiaco, and it just makes life a little bit easier, that everything's a little bit more conformed to what you want?
It is interesting playing at grounds, and Geelong's another one that's a really skinny ground. Because there's a slightly different style of play that it's forced upon you. You know, when you talk about teams that want to use the corridor or teams that use the wider corridor, there's, when you play at the grounds like Subi or Geelong, it's amazing how much more ball goes, you know, through that sort of wider corridor, because it's just not the room to come inside. So that's probably where I come back to our guys like to use a lot of space. They like to, you know, have freedom with the footy. So a larger ground suits us. We look forward to playing those grounds.
It's meant to be quite a hard surface. How much does that influence selection if some guys are carrying?
Yeah, good question. I mean, after round one, talking to some of the Sydney guys, they were very much, that's the hardest ground they've ever played on. Now, I think they're doing some work on softening it up. And we have heard reports it's a little bit better now. You do have to have a look at that, but, I mean, our priority is to go over there and win. So there's not many that we wouldn't play because of a hard ground. I mean, Paddy's probably the one you talk about and you say, well, are you going to bring back your ruckman? That's the conversation we'll have this week. I don't think it'll come down to the ground, to be honest. I think it'll be more about Paddy being right.
What about Rocky, though? Because he played Eddie Haddon in his calf, and that was, you know, obviously not ideal. But
yeah.
Factoring his...
Well, very much so. As far as selection goes, we'll talk about, you know, where are we going. We're travelling. It's the longest travel we have other than China for the year, so we'll talk through those. That doesn't necessarily mean we won't go with Rock, but it's something we have to look at. Yeah.
Charlie said in the pre-season that he was very much looking forward to playing the Eagles again. You can't obviously get redemption for a final, but there'll be a few boys out for something close to it. do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope our guys are hungry because, yeah, they finished our season last year. So our guys will be looking forward to a challenge. And the best part is they're playing some really good footy. So we like to play against better sides. You know, a lot of talk about us not being able to knock off top eight sides. We want to do another one this week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Would have made for some good TV.